Hell force yeah. behind this podcast.
I should do one.
Yeah.
No, usually it's Matt just sitting there telling me a random fucking thing.
Oh, we didn't bring anything in.
He's good at it.
Well, we had a good time with the rest.
What random things do you guys have? Don't you guys have any random things?
Oh, I did a sec.
I went told to you a dead guy.
That was a really good one.
I'm tagging up a little.
Guy fucking died. That was really good.
I went to a sex club in Berlin.
Hey, it's the best.
Yeah, the best. How fun is it? The best.
Favorite city
in
the world.
What happens?
It's insane.
Your favorite city is Berlin?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They do. I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
they do. They do nightclubs right.
Yeah,
like
they
all
sure
the bullshit
do.
We do with the
no
DJ and the
not even there yet.
With
shit.
The lights and the disco with the ball with the glow stick. It's all bullshit. This you walk into this. It's basically like an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
There's a swimming pool inside. There's a hot girl doing a rope over the pool.
Oh, I never watched that one.
There's a midget running around naked jerking off. There's a naked guy in a wheelchair. There's nothing but hot women there wearing nothing but like a chain here and there. And there's a tango room. There's a techno room. There's a room just with people getting hurt, like a dominatrix is whipping a guy or a lady's getting wax poured on her. It's insane. It's a feast for the senses.
It really is.
And you, people were fucking in front of you?
Everybody's fucking. There's couches everywhere. There's, you just walk by like, oh, that's doggy style.
I saw one. Somebody's on her knees. Guy standing up. Just fucking going. But by then, I'd been there for an hour, so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah. It starts to gel like
it
3 hours
to be
in.
Fine. You see fat guys just dancing with nothing except socks and shoes.
Yes.
Like, wow. Next to a supermodel dancing also.
Totally.
With their tits out.
Bars are great. Each bar is a different theme.
Well, I saw a bartender with an apron on, and he's like, all right, here you go. And then he turns around and just butts out.
I saw a lady get fucked in the ass right next to me. Yeah. It was crazy.
Wow. The smell? It's going to smell a little, right?
I didn't notice.
That's
going,
nice.
They're going ready.
It was wild. And so,
what drugs did you do?
I just did shrooms because I didn't want to.
Jesus.
I didn't want to push it, but that was a mistake because it's so much to see and
so
take
much.
In that I.
Yeah, that shrooms intense.
Kind of threw me off. But I was drinking a lot, but. So eventually, you're in there for like 7 hours because you just start forgetting. You lose track. There's no clocks, no windows, no nothing.
Paid the cover charge.
Paid the cover, and I'll never be there again. So I go, hey, lady, we got a bang in here. And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess we should. Crazy that I got hard. It's in public. It's all in public. And
what the fuck,
where'd you
dude?
Go? Dark room or just?
The
or
techno
just
room had a little.
Dark room.
Like a landing.
Yeah.
And there was people like laying on couches, you know, some people like tripping out, making out, shaking. And so I was like, let's go over here. I put her on a table and we start plowing.
Wow.
And this guy taps me on the shoulder and I was like, uh-oh, we're probably in trouble. Maybe I'm in the wrong room or something because I'm fucking in public.
Yeah, that's fair. You'd be like, I'm probably the one at fault.
Yeah, exactly. What is this, sir?
It's not like, what?
And he's this big guy wearing a wife beater and he goes, Me next in a German accent. And I was like, get the hell out of here. Yeah. But he's not, that's not weird.
Right.
You know, he's in the right. And I was like, no, get out of here. And I kind of shake him off. But now I'm a little rattled by that. I'm like,
you should let him go
public.
Next.
I should have. Yeah. He was big. Right. Like DeRosa.
This is weird, dude.
It was weird, but it's super fucked up.
You
and,
have to fuck in there when you fuck.
Yeah. When in Rome, you start to adapt.
I would never.
You could do it.
I would never.
You could do it.
What's the craziest place you fucked a girlfriend or anybody? That's up there. That's very public.
Monsters, Inc.
The movie?
Yes. In the theater.
I fucked in Clerks, too.
Hey! That's the best thing during that movie. That movie stunk.
Beach. That was it.
Beach. I did it on Subway once.
Ocean. That was pretty disgusting.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Too salty.
Sand in places.
Wait. Subway?
Subway. Come back from Coney Island.
Sandwich shop?
Yeah. And it was a torrential rainstorm. We're like, fuck it. We got to the Subway. No one was on our car. The car next to us.
That's awesome.
We both looked at each other. We're like, yeah.
Little D train.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow. I think it was.
Wow. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Go to Coney Island.
It was pretty awesome.
And what did you do at the stops? You stop and you're like, come on, nobody get on.
It was that, exactly that.
No,
it was like,
on,
we got the idea, yes. There's a stop, she was blowing me, and then it was like stop. We're like, come on, and still nobody in that one. And then we're like, towards that one. Somebody might have come on the far one, but like, let's just go. And then we're just like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Stand clear.
And then it starts to fill up as you go, and then the cum starts dripping out of
it. Oh.
It's just like
shit. You guys, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
People always say there's probably jizz all over the subway. Oh, yeah.
It's Ari's bum jizz.
Oh.
Ew, dude.
God.
My day.
Was she wearing a skirt or something?
Jeans, I think, probably took them. Maybe shorts. I don't remember exactly. It was the beach.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Ugh. Sex club is great.
Sex club's fucking nuts.
So I didn't finish. So I'm grinding. I'm plowing.
Yeah, you're trying to finish.
And a guy, after the tap, I'm a little rattled, and I look to my left. Full on old guy just going, staring at me.
What are you doing?
I mean, like here to here, this close. And I'm like, and I couldn't take it. And I just said, all right, we're done. And we're done. She's like, what? She was kind of getting into it. Like, well, wait, why are we stopping? And I go, and she goes,
like, sure, can't go next.
Yeah. And it was like ball bag down to here, big white, gross dong. And I said, that's a wrap, sister. And we went and had a cocktail.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Wait, were you fucking totally naked fucking?
No, I was too scared. I put them down to here and pulled out of the boxers.
Okay.
Pull out of the boxers? You wouldn't even lower your boxers?
No, I didn't want my ass out. It's too exposed. It's too vulnerable. Some guy could put a glow stick up my ass.
Somebody's
going to
come by
and
get you.
Yeah, exactly. I already got the tap.
And how'd the lady feel about this?
She was mad I stopped.
That's nice.
But I was like...
She was like, there's a German guy right there. Yeah. Done what you couldn't.
There's a big German Nazi helmet next to me getting stroked.
His name was Helmut.
Helmut Lang. Helmut Wang. Yeah.
That's wild. Oh, how imagine being that normalized where you're like, hey, can I go now?
I know.
Like, is this just a... What are we doing here? Is this a train or...
Exactly.
Beginning or is it a one-on-one?
Yeah, no, I was like, no, thank you. Wow, and he was kind of mad at me, like, all right, dude, jeez, you don't have to yell at me.
You yell, you're like, get out of here.
I was like, ah, I did that.
You did that?
It's a language barrier. I was like pigeons. I was like, ah, there's a bug in here.
You saw an old man jacking off.
Next to me.
You guys make some eye contact when you looked
at him? A little bit. And he was grunting and sweating. It was too much.
Did that get your heart again?
No, it freaked me out. It was too much. It was too close. Like, if he was, like, where guardrail is, I could have done it. But he was, like, where you were.
Oh, God.
And she was doggy at that point. I flipped her to doggy, so she didn't see anything.
Oh, I want to go to one of those things and jerk off around people fucking. I want to just go up to people now and be that guy. Just like,
yeah, that's accepted.
I can't believe that place isn't packed with dudes jacking off.
Well, they're
a bouncer.
Very big bouncer, very big.
But you're not allowed to jack off like that?
Well, it was like 70-30 women.
They let in women and gays hard.
Yeah, they were hard. We only got in because
fucking each other?
No.
All right.
Making out. But I saw like one guy making out with a guy.
What's the fucking vibe in here? Is it like?
It's super laid back. It's just very like, hey, man, you know, and this would be shut down in 6 minutes in America.
Good.
I know.
I'd lead the charge. I'd say we got to burn that fucking place to the ground.
It was worth seeing. It felt like Caligula. It felt like the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Just women laying out on a bed after they got in the pool, just completely naked. And you're like trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, but oof, it was wild. Very hot.
I got to get back there.
There was a live band in one room. I mean, it was incredible.
I didn't do shit.
Yeah, you didn't fuck in front of a guy.
No.
When
do you have that guy's number? I'll find him.
He's around. Hopefully he hears this. Call in, sir. We got Helmut from Berlin calling in.
This motherfucker would not let anybody fuck this woman.
Yeah. I will say I did a show there, and the crowd, I did the Holocaust jokes for 20 minutes, and they ate it up.
They loved it.
They liked
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they like it, dude.
It's a nice release.
I think they're secretly.
They want to bring it back.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like...
It's two generations past.
Yeah.
We got bigger shit.
It didn't feel like... I went to Australia, and it's just like, the aboriginals, the native, they're obsessed.
They're such pussies.
I know. It's like, you didn't do anything. Your grandpa did, or whatever. And it's like, every commercial, you get off the airplane, they hit you with it.
Yeah.
just for last.
Them in Australia and Canada.
Canada, too. Just for last. Yes. Start, every show they start with.
Like, we need to acknowledge the land.
Acknowledge that this club wouldn't have been here if not for fucking, you know, happy-go-lucky fucking losing a battle.
Yeah, right.
What you call
happy-go-lucky.
Happy-go-lucky.
Cheap, happy-go-lucky. I don't know. Whatever. It's just like, this isn't the right vibe for a comedy show. They used to have This Not Happening Stories on YouTube. They would just put any commercial. So it'd be somebody bringing that out of their neck going,
don't make the mistake I made. This is bad for you.
And then Brian Regan's like, holy life, what's that a word? Crazy bomb. Like, it's a bad opener.
I know, right? Yeah. They can put any ad.
Yeah, do a Charmin ad.
But you make fun of the Aboriginals right away, and they're like, you know, because they're like, we've been ass impacted with this. Now let's try to get it drunk. Get it drunk. Get it drunk.